Hi Simon, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, good, good. What have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, I saw you a couple of days ago. We were at that lovely hotel, weren't we?
That's true. Yeah, a nice hotel, which is really
The
nice.
Harbour in Richmond.
Yeah, which is just lovely, isn't it? Nice to be in a
Super
hotel as
lovely.
well.
Right, and right by Richmond Park, so that was great. And then yesterday I did flying trapeze school, as you
Well,
do,
as you do on a Thursday.
which is very much fun. So what are we talking about today?
Madrid, I think, because well, you've lived there for a while,
Amazing.
haven't you?
I did. Well, when I was a student, this is back in the, don't tell anyone, 80s. It was just when, because you forget, don't you, that Franco was there until the late 70s. So early 80s, it was still sort of just climbing its way out. And it was mad. It was when Almodóvar started, and there was this whole sort of punky scene. It's amazing. Best 6 months of my life. I really loved it.
Wow. Did you learn a lot of Spanish?
Sí, señora. I did actually. We were hanging around with a bunch of actors. So we literally were speaking Spanish or our attempt at Spanish, most of the time. So we had a great time. But it's funny going back because obviously when you were a student, you couldn't afford anything. And also it was a bit rough and ready then. And it's quite
It's
slick
still
now.
Franco's time, so it was still quite sort of, well, a dictatorship and a bit impoverished, wasn't it? So,
Yeah, it was only 7 years late, 7 years after Franco. When did you go?
I've been a few times. I think the probably last time was about 5 years ago, and we stayed in this Barceló Emperatriz, which is near Salamanca, which is the sort of shopping area, isn't it? So, and
Yeah.
it's right next to the Bernabéu, the football stadium. So it's great if you want to shop and watch football. So, the shops there are great. Shopping's great there, isn't it? And obviously you've got
It's quite a
Zara.
swanky area, isn't it? Salamanca is quite a nice area.
But the girls I was with, we all went to Zara because we don't have Zara here, do we? But there
No.
is it's just different there. I don't know, you see different outfits and it's cheaper as well. So yeah, everyone's coming back to hotel with loads of Zara bags. But it's a great location, but there's loads of places to stay, isn't there?
Yeah. How would you describe Madrid to someone who'd never been?
I'd say all I remember is like really wide open spaces, lots of boulevards, and I actually preferred it to Barcelona. It's more, it just felt much more authentic, I think, than
Yeah.
Barcelona. Barcelona's quite crowded, isn't it? And
Yeah.
I just
It's
like,
quite grand, isn't it?
grand. Oh yeah, the palace and everything, open spaces, lots of lovely tapas bars, and just grand is a good description. And then when we were there, we did the tour of the art, the art walk where you can do the Prado and the Thyssen and the Reina Sofia, which was amazing. And
Do you always want to say Prada instead of Prado?
But just
You
some
have
of
to
the
stop and
work,
think about it. That Thyssen is brilliant, isn't it? Because it's like the greatest hits of art throughout the ages.
And it's this really wealthy family. I think they're Austrian originally, aren't they? Who've it's their own collection, which is just extraordinary. And also the fact that they've let people see it, I mean,
Yeah.
they've had it hidden in some sort of dusty chateau somewhere, couldn't they? But
Exactly. Well, it's funny because when I lived in Madrid, it's when he died, and it was a bit who's going to get the art collection because there were like three or four cities vying for it. But his wife was Spanish and she was a beauty queen. And I don't know if you noticed in the museum, there's actually a quite kitsch picture of the pair of them.
I remember that,
Her looking like, she looks like Farrah Fawcett Majors or something, which is kind of at odds with the quality of the rest of the stuff in there. It's massive, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge, huge. And then there's the Guernica as well, which that's in the Reina Sofia, I think. And then all the others, all the masters, El Greco, Velazquez, and we actually had one of them. We had a walking tour with this amazing woman who was just she was going through clothes in art through the paintings and how it changed it, and it really sort of dates each one. It was so interesting. And then
That's
Bosch's
interesting.
Garden of Earthly Delights, just to see that up close, which is
It's
extraordinary.
funny. I mean, there are amazingly famous pictures in there, aren't there? It's
Oh
like,
God,
oh,
yeah, it is.
literally every picture's a winner.
Artless bingo, isn't it? So,
So the Guernica's Reina Sofia, which is opposite the Thyssen, isn't it?
And they're all within this, like an art triangle, isn't it? You can go to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely
But
worth it.
massive.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you couldn't do that in a day, could you,
No,
really?
no, no. You'd need to, doing that tour was just like a highlight. And
Yeah.
it's just really interesting.
And of course, it's right by the Retiro Park, isn't it? So you
Yeah,
can
oh,
go.
absolutely. Yeah, sitting there having a picnic. But
which feels like an English park almost. It's quite formal, isn't it? And there's a boating lake and the whole thing.
Yeah, it probably was designed by someone from
probably
similar thing to Hyde Park, isn't it? It reminded me of that, but
yeah,
definitely the museum. So yeah, Picasso, Dali, they've even got sort of Munch, Schiele, it's just and you get to know your Goyas from your Bellaquezes as
in it though. It's funny, what I liked about the Tyson was that we were in a little group and there were some people who were just not interested in art, but it was so accessible because they were so famous, most of these pictures. And it's, you can do a sort of chronological, you know, from cave paintings to futuristic. And it's almost like a whistle-stop tour of, you know, Western culture. It was really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So where have you stayed? I mean, I know you live there, but what hotels have you stayed in separately?
We stayed in one recently, which was really lovely, called Urso, U-R-S-O, which is not far from where I used to hang around, which was Chueca, which is sort of the gay area. But it's a very smart hotel, and they've got a spa and a sort of destination restaurant next to it. And it's in a 19th century building where they've kept most of what was lovely about it. Ooh. So there are amazing stained glass windows. There's an original, sort of one of the first ever elevators in the world, where you get in a little cage and pull all the there's a little seat in there. It's a bit like Claridge's or something. Super lovely, really liked it. But as far as areas go, that was great because there's this area called Malasaña, which is very hip and trendy, lots of bars and tapas restaurants. We went in one which was literally 300 years old, that all of the famous old school Spanish artists used to hang out in. And it feels like everywhere you go, you're never going to get a bad tapas, are you?
No. I think I ate so much food when I went there, and it was just, and also they eat really late as well, don't they? And you know, there's but so many gorgeous places, and I'll just sit and have a little glass of cava and some olives and, you know, patatas.
Just broth. The one.
Yeah, just the one. Yeah. But yeah.
You're right about the late thing. You always kind of don't believe it when, you know, you say don't go out for dinner before 10. And you think, really?
Yeah.
But then last time and I never got the hang of the nightclub scene, because you really don't go out before sort of 1-2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Last time we went, we knew this guy who was DJing. And we said, oh, do you want to hook up while we're in town? And he said, yeah, I'm DJing on Saturday, but I'm first on. So why don't I just meet you straight after my set? So he said, what time's that then? He said, it'd be about 3:30.
A.M.
You're first on and you're going to finish at 3:30. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm well in bed by then.
Yeah.
It's like, they're just mad for lateness. It's crazy.
Yeah. Did you go in to see the flamenco show?
Oh, my God. People always think it's really tourist rubbish, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so exciting. And then, you know, they call them tablaos, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what that word is. But you go in for, did you go in for like a little dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you have your dinner and then they do the show afterwards.
Yeah. I found it incredibly moving and I didn't think I would. Yeah. And you know, even though I didn't understand a lot of what she was singing, but you just felt it. Mm. And then what I loved was there was all different ages there. There was a woman who was probably in her 60s, if not older, you know, dancing and singing. And, you know, guys on the guitars, they weren't, you know, they were all sort of bellies and were a bit older. Yeah. Their togetherness was amazing. Yeah, it was so moving.
It does feel like a real thing, doesn't it? It doesn't feel like a tourist thing. You can feel that. Because it's in Spain, it's weird, the flamenco thing, because everyone is into it. I can't think of an equivalent in England. Because for us, it's, you know, we just go and think of spotty dresses and people stamping around.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, there's a lot of nightclubs have a small Sevillanas room. Sevillanas is sort of like flamenco light. And it's almost like a nostalgia thing, even for kids, because it's the sort of music they dance to at weddings.
Oh,
I bet it's a bit like with Irish people and the
Irish dancing, yeah.
Irish dancing.
Yeah, you'd always know.
It actually means something to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not you'd know
to do just something in Eurovision.
Yeah. But it was really good, yeah.
Did you check out the Royal Palace and all that stuff?
Yeah, we did that as well. Yeah, that was good. But I don't know if you.
It's
how
huge,
do you know,
isn't it?
Yeah. How do you know if Juan Carlos is? Is he?
He's gone now. It's Felipe.
It's Felipe. That's right. Yeah.
They've all fallen into disgrace a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. a bit like ours here. Well, not all of them, some of them.
Well, it's funny, Spanish people think ours are like a model of loveliness compared to theirs, because they're all caught up in sort of fingers in the pie and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, mistresses in countries and hunting during pandemics and things like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've gone off the boil a bit, that lot.
Yeah. And nightlife's good there, though, as well, isn't it? I mean, as you're saying, if you want to stay up till... But imagine going out at 2 in the morning. God.
I know. Well, a lot of the nightclubs that we get in London, the gay ones, the sort of big production ones, do actually come from Madrid. I remember the first time we went to a big one, I was just amazed by the sort of the production levels. I mean, I remember the go-go boys were dressed up in topless, obviously, because they're go-go boys, but dressed up in like golfing, like plus fours with shoes. And they were literally, you know, swinging balls into the audience. It was just incredible. As it were.
Golf balls. But football is a big part of the country as well in Madrid, because the Bernabéu, which is, as I was saying, just minutes from where I was staying in the Imperatrice, but you can do tours there. I mean, book in advance, because it gets so packed when you can travel there. But Yeah, we went on a tour, but yeah, I think Ronaldo was still there when I went, because he's obviously left now. He's at Juventus.
What do you see when you go on those tours?
You see the ground, you see the trophies, you know, you get a feel for the history of the club. So they're really good. And the one in Barcelona is really good as well, at Camp Nou. That's a really good one. But
So you went with your son then?
To Camp Nou, I've been to that one, yeah. Barcelona, Madrid was with some other journalists. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's worth doing.
There is a very vibrant sort of scene there, isn't there, as far as arts and fashion and everything?
Yeah.
It's got it going on in a way that we shouldn't really diss Barcelona, should we? Because we love
No.
But it's just a very different feel.
Yeah.
If you think you know Spain because you know Barcelona, it's a very different experience.
Absolutely, very different. And I just think location-wise, because Madrid's bang in the middle, isn't it? Barcelona's got the sea. It has got a different feel. But yeah, they're both great cities. Well, maybe next time we can go down our Barcelona road, or who knows where we're going to go.
Down the Ramblas.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll see you soon then.
Lovely speaking to you. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye.